AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your cool June Tuesday here. Matt and Brett today.
Feels a bit like late April out there, doesn't it?
It does. As a matter of fact, you want to hear an interesting story. I'm trying to get ready to go up to the cabin. We don't go in there. Don't know how. Water's pretty cool because
You haven't been up there yet?
No.
Oh.
And I'm. Here's the deal: is that the water? I'm asking people. It's like, how is the water at? And the guy, one guy, said to me, he said the plants growing in the lake are about 4 weeks behind where they should be. Oof. That's gonna be brisk. That's gonna be mid-May type of water temperature.
That's gonna wake you up when you go in there.
That is going to be refreshing. Oh my gosh! And by the way, before. You know, anti-climate change guy. Did you see, like, the flat earth guy that was over on Lake Bademakaskai?
Oh, I read about that. Why do you even humor that guy?
You humor him because, you know, by the way, if you want to see something amazing, I can't remember the name of it. On Netflix, there is a documentary about flat earthers. It is exceptional. But the best part of all is they keep proving themselves wrong, and they keep saying, well, I guess we have to go back and look at the data. Even though they just they keep proving themselves wrong that the earth is indeed round, it doesn't stop them.
I have a theory. You think if you had enough advisors around Donald Trump convincing him that the earth was flat, he would eventually come out and say it?
I think Donald Trump would say the earth is flat, not knowing whether it is or not.
Oh,
if
okay.
He felt if it, because Rupar made the point today about him and, you know, this, the whole thing with the Mexico trade deal and how upset he was. And I said, okay, let's just run the thing. Mueller was in the headlines. He said, oh, I'm going to put tariffs on Mexico, hoping that the British tour would take that off the headlines just to get everything, just to get Mueller off the front page. He talked about the Mexican tariffs. Said, okay, they'll forget about them by the time I come back from England. England was a disaster. People did not forget about them. And so what they did is they went and scoured these old draft, the tariff agreements, deal trade agreements with Mexico to try to find something they could rebrand as new without adding anything new to it. And that's exactly what they did. It's a desperate attempt to save face. So the guy not only does something outrageous like claim, oh, we're going to have new tariffs with Mexico, which should... Everyone should realize, and by the way, there is something brilliant that happened today. I'll get to that in a second, too. But people should realize he just made something up, an international crisis to deflect the news. And then to basically justify it and to save face, he basically made up a fake trade agreement to the crisis that he had created. That is Donald Trump. By the way, if you have not seen the video of him holding up the piece of paper, which he insists is the Mexican trade agreement, which Mexico themselves has no idea what the heck he's talking about. He holds up a sheet of paper. You can see through the paper. There's nothing on the paper. It's a folded piece of paper, but he holds it up kind of to the light, and you can see there's nothing on it. He just holds up a blank piece of paper because he wants to, see, I got it right here. I'm not going to share it with you. I'm not going to show it to you, but I got it right here. I'm going to put it back in my pocket now.
Is that just representative of his whole presidency? A blank sheet of paper. There's just nothing.
That he waves up in the sky and thinks he's fooling people. But a third of the country loves the guy still. So, I will say too that going back to what we were talking about before about flat earthers and people that make this stuff up. If you're talking just because we've had one or two colder days and we've not had record breaking cold. We've had record breaking rain, which is an incredible oddity. But we haven't, it's not like we've had the coldest winter on record, the coldest spring on record. We've had a colder than normal spring, and especially when compared to the god-awful hotter than normal springs and hotter than normal winters that we've had, it does feel like it's cooler. But what's going on now is even actually more terrifying toward climate change. You have this jet stream that's on the very North Pole, that just is supposed to be this tight little jet stream that goes around and stays up there. We've broken it. And now it sends down these globules of cold air. So that a few years ago, remember when Boston was having all that snow? They were on that globule. A few years back, Germany and Europe was having the coldest winter they'd had in a long time. They were in the globule. We this year, Central Canada, Minnesota, the Great Lakes states, we kind of got it this year. The problem is, okay, so we have a slightly below normal winter, but the damage that's being done is not only did we break the northern jet stream, the one that's up around the pole, but this cold air that's getting sent south is warming up. And so to replace that, it's even absorbing more cold from the North Pole, and it's changing the climate up even faster. If you read about this, this is a sign that the climate is really in a bad place right now. And you still have people, once again, and reminder, the argument has always been Republicans will always ask for forgiveness instead of permission. That's changed into a, they will never ask for permission, they'll do what they want, and then when they get caught wrong, they'll either blame someone else or they'll say, that's sour grapes. I destroyed the environment and the planet with my nonstop endorsement of the coal and gas industry, but hey, you're playing the blame game now. Jesus. That's the magical world that we live in. 952-946-6205. I got to get Trace Beaulieu, of course, Mystery Science Theater 3000, Dr. Clayton Forrester. I got to have coffee with the guy today. I've been meaning, we've had him on the show how many times? Seven, 8 times, probably at least. A lot of times over the years. He has been kind enough to get up in the morning when we used to do the morning gig. He used to occasionally get up and do that with us, which was, you know, above and beyond. Oh, yeah, just, you know, we, it not only is Minnesota a great place, the people that we have that kind of become, you know, like national celebrities. And I would say, you know, when you think about MST3K and the iconic figures from that show, you know, Dr. Forrester and TV's Frank are just up there. They are just, people know who they are, and they are, it just, it's, they're wonderful people. He is one of the most down-to-earth guys, and gosh, I mean, he just is, you know, he was talking about how he's trying to limit his social media and the technology and stuff like that. And, you know, it just is, you know, he's absolutely right. I should try to do that more often because it gives you more even-keeled. I don't know. I mean, in this day and age, there's spitfire humor. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where I imagine if you're a comedy writer like he is, it's got to be tough that you don't want to look at that. But I think we'd all be better people if we just did what Trace said and just do less technology, less screen time, if at all possible, and ask yourself this question. Is it really worth it, what I'm looking at? Is this worth my time? And if you can't say, I mean, no, Kardashian, no. Get a great example. There's nothing that says Kardashian on it that's worth your time. All right? Just unless it's Kirby Jenner's Instagram feed, the guy that inserts himself into all the Kardashian photos, that's brilliant. But nothing else. Ask yourself if it's worth your time. Because I'll tell you what, it's the down to earthness of Trace that was cool, man. And we're lucky we get to interview him sometimes, and we're lucky he's from Minnesota. And if you do get a chance when he does come around and do the Mads Are Back with Frank Conniff, if you get the chance to see them, they are freaking brilliant. Just fall out of your chair funny. So by all means, if you get the chance to see them when you get a chance, they come back to town, by all means, please do that. Jeff is in Prior Lake. You wanted to message in about the climate change issue. Welcome on in, Jeff.
Hey, Matt, great show. I got the problem solved.
What's that?
I own, and I'm willing to give it up to whoever can help us, I own www.nationalizetheoilandgasindustries.com. And here's what I recommend. We get the federal government to assess the damage that the oil and gas industry has done to our country. The assessment is probably going to be $2 to $3 trillion. The federal government then goes to oil and gas industries and say, guess what? We're going to take you to court. You owe us $3 trillion to fix your problem. And if you sell us for 35 cents per share, great. We'll go ahead and take you over and we'll use the money that we get to pay down the debt you have. Or we'll take you to court, we'll put you in a bankruptcy, and we'll take over your corporations anyway.
We want to hear the problem that we have is that the oil and gas industry, and Jeff, by the way, nice get on the website. By the way, keep that one. We might definitely need that. The problem that you've got is that, frankly, there are too many Democrats that are also owned by big coal, big oil. And you crack, you know, they will, for God's sakes, I mean, it's bad enough that the Trump White House went and argued that the Obama-era fuel efficiency standards for cars should be negated because the planet's already broken. We can't save it, so there's no point in us having fuel efficiency standards anymore on cars. Let me repeat that. The Trump administration's actual legal argument on why they should not follow the Obama-era fuel standards for vehicles is because the planet's already been destroyed, and henceforth there's nothing we can do to save it. Wow. So not only do you have that level of loyalty to the oil and gas industry, but on top of it, you've got enough Democrats where I think that even if there was a, you know, even if the a shock of all shocks, the Supreme Court and everything went and said, nope, the oil industry owes us this money, they would write a constitutional amendment, which I guarantee would probably get passed overwhelmingly by both parties, that the coal and oil and gas industry will never have to pay a dime out of it. And that's just a part of the Constitution now. So ha, 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 ha. So I just, I mean, trust me, most of these guys, by the way, most of these guys that are in the oil and gas industry, funny story, they a lot of them own property way north and way south. And, you know, the speculation is that they already can see where this is going. So they're hoping that eventually that Arctic tundra that they have, their great-great-grandkids can shelter there when it's 85 degrees in you know, 70 years. And it's, they can shelter there in those places to live through the, you know, environmental apocalypse that we're all about to go through. Bon appetit. There you go. But hey, you know what? They made the money. You know, we could change this stuff tomorrow if we actually had the people behind it. But, you know, people, I think most people are so damn discouraged nowadays by what's going on this planet that it is easier to just turn on those screens and look at the absolute garbage that's out there, the worthlessness, the emptiness, the absolute, you know, nothingness that is the internet and social media, and feel like that it's something, and they grasp onto that. And, you know, because once you start realizing where we're at and what we have to do, yeah, it's pretty intimidating. That is for sure. 952-946-6205. How about we start off? I'll tell you what, we'll take a break here. When we do come back, I'm going to start off with something we can change here in Minnesota, and we really, really should. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Reminder, Park Tavern's got the Father's Day Buffet coming up this weekend. Go to parktavern.net, parktavern.net, to take Dad out for the Father's Day on Sunday and enjoy the barbecue buffet with the Park Tavern. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Sitka Salmon Shares was created 7 years ago for the Midwesterner wanting better seafood. Here's how it works. First, visit sitkasalmonshares.com and enroll in a membership fit for you. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Then our fishermen in Southeast Alaska catch your share, fillet, and blast freeze with care and send them to your front door, all with delicious recipes. It's that simple. Enroll now at sitkasalmonshares.com and use code AM950 for $25 off.
Hi, friends. I've been talking to you about Minnesota's first green cemetery, Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. It's an entirely new way of looking at our last earthly step. Burials are designed to have as little impact on the environment as possible. For many of us, a continuation of the commitment we made during our lifetime. Let me suggest you go to the website, mngreengraves.com. Explore what it is. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. It's a lovely place, a peaceful place. Minnesota's first green cemetery.
On June 16th, say thanks, Dad, with the Park Tavern. From 11 until 2, it's the Father's Day Barbecue Buffet. St. Louis-style ribs, barbecue chicken, grilled burgers with all the fixings, corn, watermelon, all the sides, and dessert, too. Dad gets a free pint of beer and a T-shirt, and there's an hour of free bowling with your reservation. $20.95 for adults, $14.95 for seniors, $10.95 for kids, and 5 and under are free. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, on June 16th, say I love you, Dad, with the Father's Day Barbecue Buffet at the Park Tavern.
Does your dog deserve food that is as wholesome as the food you feed your family? Food that is natural without artificial ingredients? At Total Dog Company, we carry Nature's Logic brand dry and canned foods. Nature's Logic pet foods are made without any synthetic vitamin mixes or other synthetic nutrients. All the goodness comes from real food. Find Nature's Logic at Total Dog Company in New Hope, right off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. God, I miss Prince, man.
That was you that just did that. I wasn't looking.
Yeah, I did.
Prince didn't sound very good if that was him.
Hey! A Sunday from the city pages. How about we start with the little things that we can change? You know, I don't know, getting rid of gay conversion therapy, which basically just is torturing gay kids to death. Why don't we get rid of that? Or I don't know, offer insulin to poor people who can't afford it because the drug companies have jacked up the prices on the insulin so much that people are having to decide whether to eat or live. You know, how about we get a stockpile of insulin for the state to give out to poor people if they get to a point where they're going to die if the state doesn't help them? You know, the little things we could do. I just wish there was not a political party out there that was so intent on torturing gay kids and watching poor people that have diabetes die. That being said, here's another small hurdle. I can only imagine what the Republicans might eventually come up with the reason to stop us from changing this law. But here you go. A Sunday story in the Washington Post describes a disturbing encounter between a young woman and a family service officer in Alabama. The young woman told rape crisis advocate Portia Shepherd she'd been assaulted by her step-uncle when she was 15, had since brought their child to term. Now, raped by her uncle, she carried the baby to term, and she's got the kid. Now her step-uncle is poised to get out of jail after a drug conviction, and he wants to be part of the family. In Alabama, that is totally possible. Alleged rapists can get visitation rights or even custody of their children conceived by their actions, a situation Shepherd called the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Alabama is only one of two states without a law terminating parental rights in the cases of rape. The other state, you guessed it, Minnesota. What? Our statutes include a long list of reasons a person's parental status might be revoked, from abandonment to egregious harm inflicted upon the child. But, okay, wait a minute. How does egregious harm inflicted on the child not include rape? I don't know. But said child being the result of a sexual assault is not one of them. A situation like the one described in the Post could just as easily happen here. Here it's even possible for someone with a conviction for sexual assault to get the parental rights, says gender justice attorney Christy Hall. Attempts have been made to change this. Back in 2016, Representative John Purcell, fan of the show, fan of his, he has a Democrat out of Bemidji, introduced a bill that would have done the least we could do: terminate rights in situations where there's clear and convincing evidence that the child was conceived as a result of a criminal sexual conduct. That's similar to language used to determine, to say, cases of child molestation or neglect, and half states in the country have something like that on the books. Unfortunately for Purcell, it didn't go anywhere. Let's go back in time. Back in 2016... who was in charge of the House at that point? That would be Kurt Dowd and the Republicans, who were presented with a bill by Purcell that said, hey, if that guy rapes a girl, he shouldn't be able to say, I'm daddy now. And apparently, the Republicans decided that wasn't important. She's not aware of any further action on the subject. It's hard to her to say why Minnesota wouldn't go for a law that seems like a no-brainer. Apparently, Hall's guess is that there's a lack of care about the issue in general, but there are some, like Ned Holstein, board chair for the National Parents Organization, who sees laws like these as an open invitation to fraud. I want to step back for a quick sec and just repeat that. Because Ned Holstein seems to be implying that laws on the books that prevent a rapist from forcing their victim to share parental rights for the child that was conceived due to said rape from having custodial rights, that laws like that are an open invitation to fraud. Okay, on the scale of crimes, rape, fraud. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a person that goes out there and says that, you know, crime should not be prosecuted. By all means, if someone commits fraud, they should. But I think we all can agree the rape of the child is the bigger problem here, correct? Let's hear from Ned. Taking a person's child away is a grievous act, he told the Post. And if it's done to an innocent parent, you are also denying the child a fit parent forever and putting her into the sole custody of a ruthless parent who's willing to fabricate a heinous accusation. Wow. So his argument is we shouldn't stop any rapists from getting custodial rights to the children they conceived by raping a person, including an underage child, because there's a chance, there's just a chance that the child could have lied, and henceforth, even in cases, even though we probably know of cases where we have irrefutable proof that the man raped the child, that that person should be still given custody because there's a chance that someone might lie about this. City Page has obviously figured out where I was going to go with this before I did. It's hard to get robust data on situations like these, but by most measures, including those used by the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, or RAIN, sexual assault is vastly underreported, not the other way around. So basically the argument that there's overreporting of sexual assault is an actual fabrication. It's actually been proven it's vastly underreported. Meanwhile, the National Conference of State Legislatures estimates that between 17,000 and 32,000 rape-related pregnancies occur in the United States each year alone. So we do know how many rape-related pregnancies there are. And we have this one guy saying, though, we can't put laws into place because there might be a fibbing kid. At some point, there might be a fibbing. This is, you know, if this isn't the conservative mentality of America today. You know, we're going to get rid of all food aid for the hungry because there might be one family that's trying to cheat the system. And so I'd rather starve all the hungry people than let one person get food for free. Ha! In your face. That's the mentality of the modern conservative. Hall went on to say, I think people in Minnesota don't realize the restrictions on reproductive parental rights we already have, she says. As recently as the last session, Minnesota legislators had advocated for tighter restrictions on access to abortion in our state. The way she sees it, we are one potential governor away from being where Alabama is now, and many of us don't even know it. And what she's referring to is outlawing all forms of abortion, including in the cases of rape or incest, which, for this in case that they brought up earlier from Alabama, seems to be a both category. And as well, that basically, so that not only do you have to take that, that child conceived via rape to term, but then you have to give parental rights. What happens if you then decide you're going to give that baby up for adoption? Do you have to go get your rapist signature on that form? And we're not talking about Alabama. We're talking about Minnesota. So are you saying that within a few months of a child getting raped, say, I don't know, 13-year-old girl gets raped by a family friend. We won't do incest. We'll just do a rape. That child gets pregnant off said rape and decides to take the child to term in Minnesota. Do they have to get the rapist to sign off on the adoption forms in Minnesota? Or can they get past that? That is actually a legit question because, my God, talk about tormenting the victim here even further. Hey, remember when you raped me 6 months ago? Hey, can you sign this off so that the child I'm carrying that is yours, it was due to the rape, I can give up for adoption because I've been scarred for life and the thought of me having to raise this child is too disturbing. Can you? No, I have to carry. I have to now be the parent of this child. Now, I can't give it up for adoption. Oh, well, gee willikers. And you're in jail, so I guess, well, I have to raise the child now. Wow. You know, Republicans, let's get us back to the least we can do. The least you could do is outlaw gay conversion therapy, which has been proven to just be torturing kids. It has. And yeah, why don't we just get rid of that? Not, you can't scream gayness out of a child. As much as you want to think you cannot scream the gay out of a child. You just can't. And so torturing gay kids is wrong. Let's get rid of that. Hey, you know, that diabetic who's poor, who doesn't have health insurance, doesn't have any money, who's going to die tonight. How about, I don't know, you get a stockpile of insulin that the state can have that we can administer as needed to prevent poor people from dying for a lack of insulin. How about we do the bare minimum? The bare minimum. And how about we also do the bare minimum in regards to victims of rape or incest, that if they decide to take that child to birth, the child that was conceived via the rape, that the rapist doesn't have any say in that person's life whatsoever. How about that? Is that, I mean, it's the least we could do. God, when did everything for the Republicans become, well, if you want to stop, you want to stop victims of rape from having to give parental custody to the rapist, well, then you have to concede a little bit on the budget bill. When did everything for the Republicans become a negotiation point? When did every bit of decency and morality that you guys used to have, when did that all dry up? Dear Lord. Representative Purcell, I highly encourage you to get this bill reintroduced. For God's sakes, the last thing I want to be known as is the Alabama of the North. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Let's really quick, why not? Let's give away a CD. Of course, Todd Colid is a sponsor of AM950. Guy lived here in Minnesota, moved out to Spain, loves the station, listens to us online, but can't go to his sponsors. And he can sponsor us. He can sponsor the station like he does by going to the station and giving us a call, 952-946-8885, 952-946-8885. Just Folk has got their brand new album out called Grounded. Caller number three right now, caller number three at 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Caller number three, we'll get you a copy of Just Folks Grounded. Good luck. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM950.
I'm so disconnected. I'm never gonna check back.
Homelessness. It's a problem in Carver County and every county in the United States. We need every kind of affordable housing, but especially for single young people who are trying to launch themselves. Shepherd of the Hill Church of Chaska is hosting a Tuesday dialogue, June 11th, about Launch Ministry, a successful program that is making affordable housing happen for the young people who are experiencing homelessness in Chaska. The speakers are Corey Magstead, Executive Director, and Amanda Flowers Peterson, Program Director. The City of Chaska has approved their plans for a 16-unit building of supportive housing. Come hear them talk about what that means and get answers to your questions. I'll be your host, Reverend Dean J. Seal. Again, that's Tuesday, June 11th at 7 p.m. Shepherd of the Hill Church of Chaska is at 145 Engler Road and Highway 41 with the Big Red Chair. Free coffee. Find us on Facebook or ChaskaChurch.org. Be there. Aloha.
Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota.
Conquer the road trip family vacation. It's easy with a Toyota Sienna. The trick to road trips is to not get exhausted, and as a man who's been behind the wheel for 16-hour days, the Toyota Sienna makes those days comfortable. Roomy, relaxing, and a treat to drive, it makes the long day's drive easy. Highway driving, city driving, or country driving, you'll make it a memorable trip with a Toyota Sienna. And it fits all your gear! Test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Congratulations, Jacob in St. Paul. Jacob in St. Paul, the winner of the Just Folk album, Grounded. We'll have another one to give away tomorrow, so listen for your chance to win there. You went up to this Ned Holstein. This is the guy that's mentioned in the City Pages argument that article that says that rules that prevent rapists from having parental custody of their children is wrong because it might be used, even though there doesn't seem to be really any cases of this, or at least if there are, they're so minuscule it's laughable that this would be something you'd hold this rule up for, considering there's tens of thousands of rape victims that become pregnant after their rape every year in the United States. But Ned said that we can't have these rules. You went up to his webpage. What are we looking at here?
Wikipedia page. It goes beyond that. I'll just read a couple things for you. First, this is from the Wikipedia page. He has some thoughts on shared parenting advocacy, so it goes on and on. But here's the last sentence. He extends his belief to include parental rights for rapists who impregnate their victims. And that's not all. I went to the Washington Post article that they cited, and here's the real doozy of a quote. He said, "Even if a person is convicted of rape, there is merit on both sides of this issue, and we have no position on it either way," he said of his organization.
Wow.
That is the National Parents Organization for you.
So he is advocating that women should just be impregnated any way possible. That if a dad wants to have parental rights, rape, you know, non-consensual, drunk, a girl drunk, anything like that. Wow. And that's a human being on the planet, people. That is a human being walking around. Could be next to you in the coffee shop right now. We have no idea. Yikes. 952-946-6205. Let's change topics. Let's go in a different direction here. I saw this story this morning, and actually, I have to admit, I'm with the renters on this. Because there are two things I'll say before I get into the story. One is, have you ever looked around at all these new apartment buildings and you're saying, who the heck's buying all these apartments, man?
I live across from one of those. I looked it up actually online once. So a 500-foot studio apartment was $1,600.
Per month.
Per month.
I don't know, but I mean, this is people. They're you look at these buildings and they're full. They say they're full. Most of them have a waiting list to get into them.
I don't think they are.
There might be something to this. There's also the argument is, I generally am the guy that when people say the not in my backyard, the NIMBY stuff, I basically am of generally on the no. I'm actually with these people on this because there is a huge problem with this. Downtown neighbors protested a plan to turn nearly an entire apartment building into a makeshift hotel Monday night, arguing the developer misled them and will introduce a transient population that'll disrupt the community. Now, I want to make sure transient is not meaning, in this case, homeless, which is another issue or a different day that we have to address, is talking about like a hotel, that these people are going to be coming in, going out, and they're not going to be long-term renters. What makes me upset that the community is not considered in this, said Susan Eisenberg, among those in the standing room only crowd at Downtown Minneapolis Neighborhood Association's meeting, because I'm pretty sure everyone in this room is really upset. Developer Sherman Associates shared its plans with the association for a 122-unit apartment building at South 205 Park Avenue. That's going to be closer to the Guthrie, if I'm not mistaken. It's going to be near that area. Shane LaFave, director of the development of Sherman, said it has signed a five-year contract with San Francisco-based rental company Sonder to dedicate 94 of those units to short-term leases. So once again, it's a 122-unit apartment building, 94 of them, so well over two-thirds, you know, basically three-quarters of those, are going to be short-term leases, talking like Airbnbs, like that sort of thing, rentals. This is a really solid company, said LaFave of Sonder. We said, if this is happening, why not here? Why not in this building? How about next to your house, said one of the crowd members. City Council member Steve Fletcher shared his opposition to the proposal, saying he will introduce an ordinance to restrict short-term Airbnb-style rentals this summer. Fletcher said the private companies are beginning to stake a claim in the Minneapolis market by leasing out apartments en masse as the city paves the way for more density by loosening zoning restrictions. He worries the trend will seal away the valuable long-term rentals from the tight Twin Cities market. So, first of all, this might explain what is going on in some of these apartment buildings, that there might be actually a large percentage of these apartment buildings that might be actually being reserved for short-term rentals. Now, okay, we have zoning laws. I mean, when they talk about zoning laws, you have zoning laws. And just because... I'm till a point I can't comprehend how you're getting around the zoning laws, because quite literally you're admitting, yeah, we're opening up a hotel. Well, a hotel is a business, and you're hiring a group to run a hotel. That's what you are, Sonder. You are saying is going to run a hotel on 205 Park Avenue. 205 Park Avenue South. You can't just build residential property and then just go, okay, now it's rental property. It's now a hotel. It would be rental property if in the case there, but it goes from a residential neighborhood to a business, because that's what a hotel is. And I mean, I'm sorry. Maybe this is what's going on, is that maybe you're getting these apartment complexes where they're getting, you know, a third or maybe even half the units are being, you know, bought by these companies and used as basically alternatives to hotels, which is something we should be cracking down on. Several audience members accused Sherman Associates of lying to the neighborhoods about its intentions with the building when the company bought it from the city. Others said the city is culpable for allowing Sherman to buy the property in the first place without guaranteeing it would be used for long-term tenants or owners. And that's, we do need, the city is growing. We need long-term, we need people that are going to live in buildings and places for a year, 2 years, 3 years, not people that are going to come in for the Super Bowl and stuff like that. And let's not mistake what these companies do. The companies, I mean, we got the X Games are coming into town, I believe, here. We'll have, obviously, some NFL games that are coming into town. The Twins are doing well. We could end up having some playoff games in town. That's what these guys are saving these places for. They're saving them for the big events where they can charge $7,000, $8,000 for a three-day weekend at the NCAA Final Four, or because the Super Bowl's in town or something like that. That's their bread and butter. And so you're looking at a building, and once again, how do you feel for the people that are actually of the other of the units that are not going to be short term? You're going to live in a building which is basically a ghost town, and you would presume, I mean, and you know, you presume that they would have the rental units off on one side, but what happens if, you know, every unit around you is a rental unit, and of course, say it's a Packers weekend or something like that, And so a bunch of Packer fans come in and rent the thing and get drunk as a skunk. And this is your apartment complex now? Some party floor? This is, I'm 100% with the renters. You can't have this kind of thing. You have to have some level of restraint to prevent the people, the taxpayers. And don't get me wrong, I understand Sonder and these people are going to pay their taxes and stuff like that, but your city is not going to thrive. It is not going to thrive if all you have is rental properties for short-term rentals in town. It will not. And by the way, part of this is you should be noted that even they themselves need to have some permanent renters within this building, which, by the way, good luck with that now that we're finding out that you're basically going to be living in a Holiday Inn Express. And even if these people are coming in for like those long-term hotels where it's like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, because they're in town for a longer extension, they got a contract, they're a contract employee, they're going to be working with 3M or Target or something like that, it still is a transient population that's coming through. It's a hotel. You've got to be able to, you've got to crack this down. And once again, I think it's people are trying to use the idea of an Airbnb, which I, once again, I'm not a fan of. I wouldn't ever do it myself. I would never rent out my house or a piece of property. I think that just the potential culpability is too high. But I would rather not go and stay. You know, if I was staying in for an extended period of time, I'd go get one of those extended stay hotels. You know, they're actually pretty reasonable. If I have to go someplace for 6 weeks or something like that, but I'd rather not stay in someone's house. But there are people that love doing this. And, you know, of course, some corporation figures this out. Well, if we pretend we're an individual family, we can rent out an entire three quarters of an apartment building and basically use that like we're just a mom-pop organization. That's a bad deal, man. Minneapolis, you need to crack down on this. And by the way, I would crack down on it quick because, you know, you're not doing yourself any favors by having apartment complexes where a third, a half, three quarters of the building is basically a glorified hotel and acting as if the other people that live in the building should be happy that they basically have to wonder who in the heck's living next door to them at any given day. 952-946-6205. Drunk guys! Boo! Packers! Packers! It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM950.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry, where the fear-free get you out of pain now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers, you've heard the shouters, the haters, the berators. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Now I'm hearing it a little bit from Airbnb fans. Nothing against it. I won't do it. I wouldn't do it to my house. I wouldn't stay at someone else's house.
That seems way too risky. So many things could go wrong.
I just, that's my feeling about it. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be able to do it, but I would say this. I don't think the intent of it is to have an apartment complex downtown usurped by a company who's basically taken 3/4 of the units and basically turning it into a glorified hotel. And I don't think that that's the intention. By all means, enjoy. Send me your photos. Let me see where you've gone. It's nice. Tell me what you've taken from the other. I mean, nothing. Nothing. No, sorry. My bad. 952-946-6205. By the way, eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week is all of them. Father's Day this weekend. They've got there are a lot of great local options here. Take Dad on out. Get yourself a great meal. They're locally owned restaurants. Many of them locally sourced. You get a great meal and the money stays local. It's eatlocalminnesota.com. 952-946-6205. It might be Christmas again. Jason Lewis is thinking about running for office.
Oh, yeah. I hope he does.
Here's the best. He's thinking about taking on Tina Smith.
Oh.
Oh, please do. Oh, please do. The rude awakening like you will have when you get your ass kicked on a statewide. It won't be as bad as Neuberger's butt kicking by Klobuchar, but it will still be at least a good 15 points. I hope that Jason Lewis doesn't run against Tina Smith. He would likely win. gee willikers, hopefully Jason Lewis doesn't try to run for a statewide office. Yeah. He's also thinking about possibly taking on Angie Craig down in the 2nd District again. I don't know if you see what Angie's doing, but I will say this. Town halls, are you going to start having town halls, Jason? Are going to be actual town halls, not like one of these, that you're trying to basically, keep anyone but Republicans out of the town hall. Are you going to have actual town halls? Because it'd be interesting to see. I don't think that people are of the mindset that they want to go back to basically a politician who's hiding in Washington, D.C. and is afraid to talk to their constituents. Kind of like you were. Kind of terrified of that. 952-946-6205. Oh, really? Larry is in St. Paul. He wants to talk about Airbnb. All right, go right ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I will not do an Airbnb either. I know people who will. And one of the things that changed my mind or set me on it, I was out on Whidbey Island. I'd already been reading that some places where people are, wanting to travel are the local people cannot find places to live. Out on Whidbey Island, I was talking to a woman on the city council, and one of the reporters on the newspaper was living out under a bush outside town. I mean, camping out, he's a camper, and that's not a big deal, but he couldn't find any homes. The homes that were not occupied or only occasionally occupied were all contracted for Airbnb, and he couldn't rent them out.
Mm-hmm. I wonder
so it's happening, and that's a big deal.
Larry, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. I wonder, this company's out of San Francisco. You know, some of these towns, New York, San Francisco, San Jose, Seattle, where there's, they're getting top dollar prices. You got to imagine one of the things that's keeping those property prices way too high is that if these Airbnbs are coming in there and gobbling up the money, to try to, take as much out of it. I mean, if you're decreasing your rental properties within any given market by 10-15%, just because people are buying these or holding these properties and holding them for Airbnbs, that's going to increase your rental rates a few hundred dollars guaranteed. Guaranteed. It's going to definitively put a restrictions on the amount of lots you have available. And if then every time you build another building, a third of those units are being reserved for an Airbnb, you're not solving the problem at that point. You're actually stymieing growth of your community at the expense of some guy that basically just wants to rent out a place. If you want to own a freaking hotel, go buy a hotel. If you want to do that, go buy a hotel. Don't take a bunch of rental properties into one apartment building and turn them into a glorified apartment or a glorified hotel system.
This is a subject I feel strongly about, and I think you're onto something right here that this could be the kind of the way of the future on how, yeah, these rental prices are being kept so high.
Maybe it is.
Supply and demand, yeah.
I wonder how many of these companies, these Airbnb companies, are actually also renting out the same, renting out apartments in those same buildings. Interesting. I wanted to follow up on one thing from yesterday, the Moorhead cop story, Matthew Lambert. This is the police officer. If you did not see the story from City Pages, he throws an elbow into a woman's face when the woman got in his face. Now, once again, this woman is handcuffed. She's in a locked room. She's not going anywhere. And not only does he throw her back down onto the table, but then he drops an elbow, breaks her nose apparently, and gives her a pretty good-sized contusion. He assaulted this woman, a handcuffed woman. He then lied about it. He said that she had hit herself in the face, even though there's video evidence of it. And here's why I want to bring this up. We have got to change these laws in this state, the laws that the Republicans have put forward that say that a police officer, they're not charging him. Cass County is not going to charge Lambert with assault. Even though if I were to do that with someone whose hands weren't tied behind their back, I clearly would be charged with assault. I would clearly be going to jail. And there's no question about it. You have the video evidence of the police officer physically assaulting the woman. And I'm not saying I condone her behavior. I don't know why she was dragged out of the Buffalo Wild Wings in Fargo or wherever she was taken out of. But the needless to say, she didn't deserve to have her nose broken by a thug of a cop. And then for him to lie, I mean, my God, how do you not charge this man with a crime? How do you not charge this police officer with assault? And it's because you have laws in place that basically say that police can do this, and you also have a system in place where prosecutors are terrified of getting on the wrong side of the cops, so they basically, well, I didn't see anything there. Well, we all saw it, and you acting as if no blood, no, well, okay, tons of blood, but no foul. Well, there is a foul, too. And acting like you walking away from this is some sort of noble gesture. For God's sakes. There's a reason we have people in this state and in this city especially who do not trust the police. It's because of stuff like this. And yes, these cameras everywhere are starting to catch this stuff. And if you do not have an adequate response when there's video evidence of a crime, then you might as well just give up the whole system, because you should be able to say to a police officer, you crossed the line, you broke this woman's nose, she was handcuffed, and then you lied about it. At the very least, you're fired and you can't be a cop in Minnesota anymore. If you guys cannot figure out how to get this stuff solved, and this goes to county prosecutors, state prosecutors, and the police union, if you guys can't figure this stuff out, I guarantee you, the next time that this town has something bad happen, like an unjustified shooting, it is going to burn, man, and I do not want to see that. We're back tomorrow. Until then, see ya.